From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The U.S. National Hurricane Center says Tropical Storm Nada strengthened into a hurricane and is moving toward the central Gulf of Mexico with maximum sustained winds of 130 kilometers per hour. John Bel Edwards is lieutenant governor of the U.S. state of Louisiana, which is being prepped to take the brunt of Nada.
We are monitoring this storm with H-hour being 2000 hours or 8 o'clock on Saturday evening, because that's when we need to be ready. Once it gets dark, things are much more difficult, and so we're asking people to make sure that they are fully ready and prepared where they want to be and in the proper posture by 8 o'clock on Saturday night.
Nate claimed at least 20 lives as it moved across Central America. President Trump expected to decertify the Iran nuclear agreement next week, but stopped short of completely scrapping that deal. White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders explains the president's decision-making process.
What I can tell you is the president isn't looking at one piece of this. He's looking at all of the bad behavior of Iran, not just the nuclear deal as bad behavior, but the ballistic missile testing, destabilizing of the region, number one state sponsor of terrorism, cyber attacks, illicit nuclear program.
The U.S. government and private sector analysts believe the next ballistic missile launch by North Korea could come within a few days. The next launch could be another nuclear-capable medium-range missile or two-stage version, giving the missile a longer and intercontinental range. Russian media have quoted a lawmaker in Moscow saying North Korea is preparing to test a long-range missile able to reach the west coast of the United States. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Las Vegas police say that they still have no motive for the shooter who killed at least 58 people and wounded hundreds more at an outdoor country music concert earlier this week. One of the investigators told reporters police are still searching for clues to why Stephen Paddock fired repeatedly from the window of the hotel casino onto a concert venue. The U.S. military says a fourth American soldier was killed during an attack this week in Niger. The military official said the soldier disappeared after a deadly ambush on a joint U.S.-Niger patrol. The U.S. Department of Justice has announced the indictment of three men charged with participating in an international plot to carry out terrorist attacks in New York City. The U.S. Attorney's Office in the Southern District of New York said Friday in a news release that it charged a 19-year-old, another 19-year-old Pakistani, and a 37-year-old Philippine citizen who was plotting to conduct bombings and shootings in heavily populated areas of New York City. The three were charged last year for plotting to make the attack in the summer of 2016. The World Health Organization reports that 900,000 doses of oral cholera vaccine are expected to arrive in Cox's, Bangladesh, Saturday. A mass vaccination campaign for Rohingya refugees who set to begin Tuesday, October 10th. More than one half million Rohingya refugees who have fled violence in Myanmar since August 25th are at risk of getting cholera. And aid agencies warn that the mass exodus is not over in Rohingyas for Myanmar, which has seen more than 500,000 refugees flee into neighboring Bangladesh since August 25th.
The International Organization for Migration reports an estimated 2,000 Rohingya refugees are arriving daily at Cox's Bazar in Bangladesh. The agency says as many as 100,000 more people may be waiting to cross from North Rakhine State. UN Undersecretary General for Humanitarian Affairs and Emergency Relief Coordinator Mark Lowcock has just returned from a visit to Cox's Bazar. He calls this the fastest-growing refugee crisis in the world and one of the most heart-rending.
I sat down with 24 women who had also fled, and they told me their stories of being forced to watch while their husbands, their fathers, their young sons were killed in front of their eyes.
He notes the origin of the Rohingya crisis is in Myanmar, and the solutions also must be in Myanmar. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.